You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello, and you're very welcome to Up to Nine. No, that was my last podcast.
That's embarrassing.
That's not the last one I've done, but that was the last. That was one of my podcasts. It's not Up to 90.
What picture do you have on your phone?
It's You're Grounded. Daniel's trying to do something for me and recreate like a TikTok filter in a video.
Okay,
he's kind of getting close. So, what podcast is this? Hello, you're very welcome to You're Grounded.
Guys, would you stand for this? Would you stand for this kind of carry on?
Sorry, I'm just old.
Yeah.
I'm just old. How are you?
With myself, Emma Dorn, and my wonderful co-host.
Oh, sorry. Well,
anyway.
Myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, understanding.
So patient.
And patient co-host, Emma Dorn. How are
Hi,
you?
Guys. I'm good.
What's been going on in the world of Ella?
I know, just college and work.
I was going to elaborate on the college and work.
Go on.
Say, oh, no, now I don't want to.
Oh, come on. You can't double bluff a bluffer.
I was
going
to say that I'm...
Don't bullshit a bullshitter.
I was going to say that I was drowning in assignments, but...
Yeah, why? Do you have to have a lot of stuff in before the midterm?
Yeah, I don't even know if I have a midterm, to be honest. Some classes I do, some classes I don't. So.
And how long of a midterm do you get?
A week.
Oh, I thought it'd be longer.
No, and some of them I don't know if I have them or not. It's all a bit up in the air.
Oh, but you'll get like 6 months at Christmas, so it'll be fine.
Not 6 months.
Yeah, but you'll get a good...
That's ridiculous.
You'll get a good long...
That's ridiculous.
You'll get a good long stint.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've just been writing things for college.
Tap, tap, tap.
How the tables have turned.
Tap, tap, tap.
Remember when you used to slag me about my job and call it...
Tap, tap.
You and Shane used to call it tap a tap a hello.
I don't make any phone calls, though.
You don't make phone calls?
No.
I don't know if you can make phone calls.
I don't know if my phone works.
That would be the one way to put the fear of God into you, is telling you to ring somebody. You could ring me, could you? Yeah, of course.
But you couldn't I like ring. The doubt.
I'm trying to think of the last time we were on the phone to each other.
Mm. Oh, God.
Creaky stairs. Well, I suppose we've no need. We see each other most days.
Not very often.
Yeah, it'd just be the WhatsApp, the badly spelled WhatsApp messages. Would you phone anybody?
No.
No?
No.
Friends?
No.
Partners?
No.
No. Even more of them? No.
I was also in work over the weekend.
You were?
I was very, very busy.
Very busy.
And there was no staff.
And
I was running around like a mad woman.
And what happened?
I saw a listener.
Yeah.
And she's very nice.
Yeah.
I was kind of suspicious because...
Oh.
Every time I went over the table, like, I was looking after, like, too much of the pub.
Yeah.
I was looking after him. And I'd come over as often as I could. And whenever, like, I did anything, I'd be like, thank you. I'm like, I'm really, like, doing the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the, like, the praise.
Yeah.
And then later up, she came up to me and she got on with the podcast. So, like, that explains it.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. And you didn't get her name.
Nope.
So, listener, get in touch if that was you. Ella came home and told me about it. And
yeah, sorry for the...
It was a nice moment.
Sorry for the subpar service.
Because it was very busy in work. There wasn't enough staff on, but that was a nice thing.
That was a nice thing.
Yeah. That is nice. And she gave you a tip?
Yeah.
Good job. Woo! Fair play. I worked a lot this weekend too.
Boring.
I know. You and Shane are like, yeah, it's so boring if you talk about gigs.
I never said that. Shane, I never... Don't be putting words in my mouth.
Sorry. Yeah, no, take it back. Shane. It's like far too honest sometimes. Sometimes. But I was in Cork.
Cork.
I was in...
Kilkenny.
And yeah, there was just a good bit of driving this weekend. Kilkenny is grand because that's about an hour and 20 minutes.
Mm. Very precise.
It's fine. It's the only thing is when you leave on a Friday to go anywhere, you've got to leave earlier because Friday traffic.
Mm.
But the Cork drive home is tough because it's 2.5 hours.
Mm.
So I like, you know, I love going gigging in Cork and it's all good. But that drive home...
Emma hates Cork people. You heard it here first, everyone. Emma hates people from Cork.
I love boom down to Cork. So if you're from Cork, the drive back is, it's a long one in the same day. But I prefer, it's like I could stay if I want to, but that's my own choice. I prefer to come back. But when the last hour, you're like, oh.
What do you listen to music? Just to podcast? What do you
I
do
listen
in your
to podcast. Mm. So what I've been listening to now is I'm Grand Mam.
Oh, bit of inspiration. Are you trying to get off them, are you?
No.
Or is that to, someone like talking about how they're grand, like they're doing
they're grand, thing? Like to their mam, yeah. To like Mammy's boys from Cork.
Well, look, very fitting.
And so I knew them, but I hadn't actually committed to listening to the podcast. And then the other week, I was talking to a comedian, Peter McGann, and he was saying to me, Ella just made the signal, flies over her head. She's no idea who Peter McGann is. Sorry, Peter McGann. I'm sure you're not listening. If anyone knows Peter McGann, please don't tell him. Ella has no idea who he is. Anyway, Peter, we were talking about like stuff we like, whatever. And he was talking about how great like. That podcast is. And I was like, geez, yeah, I must give it a listen because I like the chaps already. So I started listening to it a couple of weeks ago and I'm like at episode 45. And they've got about 80 something, I think.
You're doing it in chronological order, are you?
Yeah, because you see, I'd listened to a couple of recent ones months ago and I really enjoyed them. But I think, you know, I had to give it the full attention and go back. And they take breaks. So they were on a break and now they're back and they had an episode out today. And I'm like so tempted to listen to the most recent one. But I'm like, no, I need to.
You want to what? You want to do it chronologically?
Yeah. Because I saw Kevin like at the, you remember the Stellar thing and stuff. And he's such a good crack and I've done all this stuff with him. And I've met PJ and had a giggle. So I was like, so that's my obsession now. That's what I'm listening to. So I don't know how many episodes. I got a good few in now with the weekend.
I always do I always do it opposite. I start the newest and then I work down.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm happy with the way I've done it this time because I've done that with other ones before. And sometimes what I'll do when I'm driving is I will have to start listening to music and have an Elle sing song in the car to myself. Because that is one benefit of driving by yourself and it just kind of keep you going. But no, in fairness, it got me through the drive, so it was absolutely fine. So that was it. So, yeah, we were both busy gals this weekend. I had no time for any. Did you squeeze in any fun over the weekend? I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I did!
You were in Taylor Park literally all of Saturday.
I was.
And then on Sunday, you had lots of fun going in between birthday parties and bring the boys swimming and driving to Cork and stuff. So, like, you had a great time.
No, well, it's all enjoyable. But, like, you know, if I forgot that there was stuff that I was doing that wasn't work. So we went to Tato Park on Saturday, was it? Yes. Yeah. Oh, you see, I suppose that's why I found
Emerald
the drive
Park.
Tiring because we did that and then I went to Cork. So
Emerald Park.
You do be tired after Tato, like. So, yeah, Emerald Park. I'm not entirely sure when the official handover is, but you can see some Emerald Park stuff there, can't you?
Yeah, like the county colours on the Cullen is now Emerald Park colours.
And you, I have to say, it was pretty cute. But you and Joe went on the Cullen together.
Yes, we did.
So funny. He was so chuffed on himself.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
I just thought it was so cute, you and your and Joe heading off. Because you two are so similar. Like, I don't know how genes work. Because basically, you and Joe have me in common. And you and Joe, in the ways that you are similar, I don't feel like I have those traits. Would you agree?
I don't know, probably.
Yeah. Well, just like you're both kind of very studious and... just even the way the two of you speak about stuff and whatever. You both little bookworms.
Both love a good roller coaster. We had a good
time. Both love a good roller coaster.
We had a good time.
We had a good time. We got the old keyring after.
It was such a nice, if I was there by myself, I would have went on the Cucullin like 7 times because it was like no queue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would have just went.
Yeah, because yous went to queue. We got a drink.
Like literally half an hour. People who's been in Taylor Park like peak somewhere now.
It was
nothing.
Only, yeah, it was like
20 minutes.
20 minutes because we went and got a drink and then we came back. And
there was
Shane was like, oh, come over this side. We'll be able to see them like kind of getting on. And that's when, remember, I was
there was some drama in the queue. There were some people skipping up the front to like see their friends. That were
What age were they? 14?
No, one of them was like a dad. He was like 40, and he had like the big, like, he had like, do you know, like the toys that you win in Taylor Park, and they're like massive dogs that are made of like styrofoam. Yeah. He had one of those things over his hand, and he had like his little posse of children following him. And then there was like people in the crowd like bitching about him, being like, he's not even up there with anybody.
skipper.
It was a whole thing. Skipper. But like, Irish people just let people skip, I feel like. I've never been in a queue where someone skipped and someone's been like, do you mind? That's actually,
I've done it once.
Like, I literally just
have you never seen me do it when you were a child?
No, I will literally just like stand to the side and be like, work away.
No, I'll do it the odd time, but I've got to be in the zone. I've got to be looking for something before that happens to me. I've got to be in the mood. And then if someone's going to skip me, I'm like, right, well, today's your lucky day because you're getting
I'd be a bit like, my attitude. But like, literally just like.
So he skipped with all the kids and everything.
Yeah. But the person that
was Dermot Whelan from Today FM.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
I met him before at Taylor Park.
The person who he was meeting, like, he did actually seem like he was talking to someone at the front, but they were at like the very front, like proper, like.
Oh, convenient.
But proper, like, at the gate front.
So who was bitching about him?
Like three girls. Like three probably girls. Around, like, probably my age or like a year or two younger. And they were like, oh, look, and they were like looking up.
They would have had the power to shame him though.
But they did try.
They started to speak about it.
The kids went up before he went up. Yeah. And he tried to go up and they were like, what are you doing? You can't skip. And then the whole thing of like, oh, I was dipped. And then he just ended up pushing past him. But yeah, a lot of, guys, just be careful. A lot of drama in the Cú Chulainn queue.
Oh, and on such drama. A good queue vibe day. Yeah,
chill queue vibes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was also funny, there was a little boy, not a little boy, he's like 11 now, behind me and Joe, and Joe was like excited or whatever, and he was like, he whispered to like his dad and his mom, his dad and his sister, like, oh, imagine being so excited for a Cú Chulainn. And then he got to the front, he was like, he's like all scared.
So he trying to throw shade at Joe?
Yeah, so I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny that he got to the front and he was like, it's going pretty fast, lads.
So he was trying to be all like Jay Cool, like I'm all cool.
Then he got to the front and he was like,
I was Joe all excited in the queue the whole way through.
Yeah. he was a little bit spooky then when he got to the front. So
was he a bit spooked?
Yeah. So he was like, yeah. There you go.
And what was he like on it? I never got to ask because I didn't want to ask in front of him.
Oh, well, Joe wasn't spooked at the front. I mean, the kid that like was like, oh, I'm so cool or whatever.
Joe was just excited throughout the queue.
Yeah, when he got to like the like drop, he was like, and like, I haven't looked over and he was like, obviously, you guys can't see my facial expressions, but they're a lot right now.
Oh, an old face.
Yeah.
So he wasn't like screaming or anything?
No, he was. He was quiet. Like,
oh, he's quiet. Yeah. That's even funnier.
Probably more scared, but yeah, I think he liked it because it did have like you get a little bit of like adrenaline from it. Like, it's
he was totally buzzed when he came on. He was totally buzzed.
I was probably even buzzed as well.
And then because even like today, we, you know, the way he got the keyring, because that's what he chose. Like, if you get a photo, and he got the keyring, and I was giving him and his friend there a lift home, and he was showing the friend. The caring and all that. I was like, but did you see Tommy and Joe then were kind of like, there was a bit of tension then.
I was being ostracized as well.
Yes, because so what happened was Tommy didn't want to go on it. He would have gotten past the height, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. But he doesn't like things like that. And so then he was kind of pissed off that Joe had done it. And he was pissed off with you as well.
Yeah.
And he just pissed off.
We were being removed from the family.
And Joe was loving it then, the bit of extra tension. And he's like, are you still angry at me for doing Cú Chulainn? So there was a bit of craziness.
He also, what I thought was very funny, he told me that I was too old.
Who's this? Oh, Tommy?
Yeah, he was like, I was too old to go on a roller coaster.
Oh, burn.
I should have gone, it's too fast for me. I should have gone on something slower.
You were too old. Oh my God.
Yeah, I should have gone on something slower. Because
he's a bit sassy, isn't he?
Because it was too fast for me.
I can imagine now when you're older, because what's the age gap? 12 years? Mm-hmm. I can imagine like when you're like in your 40s mm-hmm. or something, you're like, well, Tommy, you shouldn't really do that. Like, you know, blah, blah. And you'd be like, oh, shut up, you, a woman. What do you know? You'd be one of them. You're so old. You don't know what you're talking about. Fuck's sake.
Oh, getting your children to curse.
He was talking about curse words today. Mm. He was saying, I'm not going to name and shame, but somebody he knows is working out a bit of a SH word, as he called it, and the F word.
Mm.
And I was like, oh. I was like, how do you feel about that? And then he's just sitting on the couch and he goes, I couldn't really argue with it. He's just like, people can say what they want to say. And I was like,
preach.
I was like, yeah, I wasn't going to get into the, because there is no such thing as bad language, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there is.
I mean, you don't want a kid running around calling people cunts, but like.
There's definitely a, but sure.
Yeah, but
he has a good idea.
Yeah, he kind of knows.
He has a nice idea.
I don't want to kind of over-explain it or whatever.
No.
I know he's not going to stand up in class and go to the teacher. Oh, fuck you. But I just thought it was funny. And then what did you think of the... So basically...
Backtrack.
We went... I got tickets. Someone said, do you want to go? And I said, yeah. No, I would have gone to Taylor Park anyway because it's grand old day. And Ella didn't want to come this time with us.
Well, I wasn't working this time.
But it was for Halloween. And they had a Halloween trail.
Mm.
What did you make of the Halloween trail?
But the Halloween trail was good.
It was actually funny because before they've had Halloween stuff and it's been, I remember one year it was actually a bit scary for them.
Mm.
But now they were younger. But this time you went around looking for clues and there was actors dressed up in different outfits.
Yeah, they'd help you find the key.
Help you find it. And so it was grand because Tommy was like, not getting involved in this. Like, there's a scarecrow talking to me. No thanks. And I think Joe was a bit more.
I think really Emma was the most involved.
Well, I look.
She was the most excited about.
I understand the entertainment industry. You know what I mean? You gotta kind of give a little back to the people that are performing.
You know, she was pretty excited.
I'm just trying to help them out.
Pretty excited.
Guys. I could be doing something like that one day. I'd want people to try me a freaking bone. I'd be coming home going, that fucking, oh my God, there was this one family and they just came in, they said nothing the whole time, the big mopey faces on them. You know, I'd be coming back bitching about those families. But it was longer than I thought as well, in a good way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't know how long we were doing it for, but it was good.
It went kind of through like the animals as well, just the way it worked out. So you kind of got to see, because a lot of the time you kind of neglect the old animals in Taylor Park, but they're great little...
Yeah.
They're all kind of the same animal in different fonts a bit, but it is a bit, they are nice.
There's some things that you could bring kids to and it's just like, well, that's the end of that. Like, not having a dig and we'll still go out there and all the
sea
rest
life.
Of it. Do you know? You knew I was going to say that. Sea life. Now, maybe with older kids it might be better.
No. It's probably worse.
It's very short.
It's so short.
But especially if you go with little kids, like... I mean,
because they're excited to see the next thing. It's just like, oh, stingrays, let's go.
If you bring a 4-year-old out, you will be done in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Like, I remember I was there with my little sister and she kept trying to run ahead.
And you're like, no.
And my dad was like, let's look at the jellyfish again.
Yeah, you got to really try and pace that out. So, well, I don't know how long it was, but
it was
you
good.
Said it went through the animals and all that jazz.
Then they got to go on the little roller coasters and stuff in the play place. And then there was that woman called them slushy slooshies.
Oh, that really disturbed you, didn't it? She's calling them slooshies. Yeah, but some people really don't know what things are called.
But like a slushy, like clearly it's not called a slushy.
Do you remember I told you about that woman who used to call cappuccinos cabaginos? And I remember I correct her.
Like just cabaginos.
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 And I would be very...
Sorry, can I get a gab cappuccino and can my daughter get a slushy, please?
I am reluctant to correct people most of the time, you know what I mean? Like, unless it was you or... You know what I mean? Unless it was somebody you was really, really comfortable cappuccino. With. And I didn't think they'd be embarrassed or whatever. Well, no, maybe. I wouldn't mind if you and Jane were a little bit embarrassed about how you were saying a word. But I was like, She goes, oh, yeah, I just can't wait to just, like, you know, sit down, just get myself a cappuccino. And I was like, oh, a cappuccino. And she's like, yeah, a cappuccino. And I was like, right, that's the end of that. She's never saying that word right. But what was she calling it? Slushy?
Slushy. Just made me laugh so much. She's talking to her daughter as well. Her daughter.
Oh, she's talking to her what?
Her daughter. Daughter? No, her daughter. I said the perfectly fine, guys.
You slapped me. I don't know, say words properly. Yeah, she was talking to her daughter.
At least I don't think it's. It's called a daughter. Okay, I'm fucking saying it now.
Oh my god, the speech demons are coming against you.
Ah, revenge.
I suppose we've no right to be slagging people.
No, we both.
We both had delayed speech.
Yeah. Anyway, slushy.
And because actually somebody was asking me about it the other day. I can't even remember what it was for, honestly, but they actually were like, oh, tell us about your childhood or something.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh.
Getting stuck in
or,
there.
There was like, oh, what were you like as a little kid? Okay, and, that's, you know, that's a bit, where did you grow up when you were a little kid and all this kind of thing? And I hadn't really been asked that kind of stuff. Always,
that's not a cool question, though.
Yeah, it's usually just all the same stuff. So you do a podcast with your daughter. What's that like? And what do your kids think about you doing stand-up? I'm like, actually, what do you think about me doing stand-up? Answer me now so I can tell people what you think.
You're giving me quite an intense like your kids glare.
Your kids don't care what you do. Like, who fucking cares? Nobody cares.
Imagine it'd be so weird. Imagine if, like, you were a nurse and your son was like,
and what's your kids
and your son
doing
was like
nurse.
Six and he was like, I'm not sure about this career path, Mom. Would you not have gone into doctoring?
I understand why people ask, but I'm just like, no, like, nobody cares. No. At least of all your kids. But you know, you've no opinions on it, do you? You're just like, yeah, you do you, boo.
They seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You seem happy.
But
I guess some people find you funny, like.
So me and Ella both had delayed speech when we were kids. And so my mom sent me to school when I was five because everyone that back then went to school when they were four. But I suppose my birthday being end of June, it's kind of like, you know,
this is your villain origin story.
Yeah, yeah, you could go at any time. She sent me a five, so I just felt like some elven who couldn't speak in a class full of fucking toddlers. How frustrating. So I just used to look at them all and think of slags in my head. But I couldn't speak. I think people just... Now, I don't know, but there's obviously more adults watching you at the time. And now I did have speech therapy as well. It wasn't like it was just like I was left to like... And it was speech therapy like in the community centre like you. Because I think from what I can gather, the private list is no shorter than the public waiting list for whatever. And it wasn't like... You know, it wasn't like a big kind of worry thing. And I think it was the same for me. It was kind of like, oh, it's a bit delayed, but, you know, everything else is cool. It wasn't like, oh, because a lot of time it can be, you know, that it's coupled with other stuff. But I think the best one that you had was you used to call caterpillars. Listen to this. She's slagging you one about slushy. She used to call caterpillars cacapokies.
Yeah.
And you had all the names that you gave everyone in the family have stuck. So you called my brother Ma'a, Simon, Ma'a, and then she progressed to Salmon. And his girlfriend, solid name. Now wife, Kristen. You didn't bother with Kristen at all. You were like, not have another. And you went straight in for Kiki. And then she was like, oh, I quite like Kiki, actually. So she, like, just kept that.
Yeah, I'm a nickname connoisseur.
And what did your cousin Jack, Gak.
That's also a solid one.
It used to crack me because it's the way you said it as well. Because you were like older than him, but you'd be playing together. You're like, no gack this way. No gack. Anyway, slushy or no slushy. We said after our fantastic day at Tato Park, we would. I was really glad you came.
Taylor Park?
Yeah.
I didn't know what you said. They went to the really podcast.
Good. I'm glad you came. No, I was glad that you came.
I thought that I was able to come because usually I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I know there's not a lot of things you can do that like a 7, 9 and 19 year old would like.
Working. Just I mean, a Saturday. Like
usually
Saturday.
We just try and like just do food because everyone likes food. You know.
But, well, I'm down forever. It's just that usually it's on like a Saturday or a Sunday when I'm like in work, which is a shame.
You should come swim with the boys next week. And then the next time they don't have a lesson.
Okay. What do you mean the little...
Yeah, sorry. Because you know, I won't name her, but so when they were starting swimming, I was like, I should do lessons. And I'm still, it's on my list. You know, it's kind of high up on the list. It's in my mind.
It's a list.
Yeah. No, it's in my mind of like, I really should do some lessons. Because I think I am not the worst. I'm not like, not scared. I would be totally fucking pissed off if somebody threw me into the deep end, though.
Mm.
I'd be freaked. Mm. But I think I'd be able to like not panic, maybe. Mm. But I can't swim. There's no two ways about it. I cannot swim. Mm. But a defo is on the list. But yes, sorry. A friend of mine was like, I was like, oh, the boys starting swimming. Mm. And I was like, I should restart. Mm. And she's like, you should just fucking go along when they're doing the lesson. And I was like,
paid enough already.
I was like, what?
Yeah, exactly. You know who that friend is.
Fuck that. Yeah, exactly. You've paid enough already. Get in. You get into the water as well.
Don't even bother with swimmer dogs.
Just get in here.
Just jump in.
Don't waste money on swimmer dogs.
Just jump in the nip. It's a private lesson for the family.
But it's not private. Like, it's other people in the pool living their lives.
Private lesson.
Would she be like, you could literally say to her to give now like half eaten packets of broken biscuits down the shop for free. And she'd be like, come on, we go down and get the free biscuits. She's constantly trying to get a freebie, any sort of deal. And we lure her for it. But yeah, she was like, yeah, just jump in the water. Just chill at the back. Just look what they're doing. You need to do that.
Take notes.
So when they get the little like spongy float things, I'm like, fuck it, yeah, get me spongy float and just copy what they're doing.
Big kicks, okay, big kicks.
Yeah. God, just pay the money. When they're throwing shit in the bottom for them go to try and fish out. Yeah, fuck that.
I got the dolphin.
You snoozy lives, I got it first.
Sorry, fuck miss. You, Tommy. I got the dolphin. He's a better swimmer now, bitch.
Sorry, miss. Sorry, miss. Are you in your knickers? Are you in your knickers?
You definitely get real competitive about this.
Anyway, I will do a lesson eventually. I'll do a couple. I will. I have it in my mind to like do at least 5 lessons in a row.
Mm.
And, you know, just kind of, come on, Emma, just get on it.
Mm.
It's all the palaver of it all. It's just all gross and just like showers.
You probably get a little verruca as well.
Of course. It's just all manky. Oh,
did you ever did swimming with school or anything?
No,
I remember we did and I got a verruca. I had to wear me swimming socks.
Yeah, I remember.
Pretty mortal that is, to have to wear your swimming socks.
Oh, Scarlet. Oh, no, I wish that we had done it with school, but we didn't.
No.
But the boys will do it with school as well. So
yeah, it's nice to be able. It's nice to know how to swim before you do the lessons at school.
Sorry.
No, but I mean, like the because I didn't. Yeah. Oh, he's in third grade.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, it wasn't as big of a thing, the swimming lessons then. Like, no, don't get me wrong. They were
children just drowned.
But no, it just didn't seem to be. Or maybe I just wasn't in the loop with all the other old Irmas.
Older.
Well, they're like my age. Mm. But maybe I just didn't know.
Mm.
I did bring you swimming a lot.
Mm. But you couldn't swim.
But I couldn't swim.
Blind leading the blind.
Yeah, it's kind of cruel when I think about it. So today we were going to talk about...
Anyway, the topic.
So we're basically, we were going to talk. Well, I mean, we've done the topic really. This is just a by the way. We were going to, inspired by our weekend, we were going to rate... our top crisps.
Like top 3?
No, we'll go top 5, I think.
Oh, God. I actually never thought. I forgot to think about this before.
Okay, I haven't ranked them yet.
Okay.
But these are the ones that I'm putting in.
Okay.
I'm putting Manhattan in.
Okay.
The black packet of crisps. I'm putting Skips in.
Okay. You're really pointing at me quite aggressively.
Okay. I'm putting... Wheelies in.
Okay.
Fantastic crisp.
Are we differentiating between corn stuff?
No. Come on. Everyone needs to live their life. No. So I'm going to Manhattan. I'm going skips. Mm. I'm going wheelies. Mm. I'm going king. And you know what else I'm going to throw in there? And I don't even know if they're available anymore. But discos. Discos were salt and vinegar discos.
Never.
If you want a salt and vinegar crisp. A salt and vinegar crisp to turn your face inside out. A disco was the way to go. Now, I will give honourable mentions to Chickadees. Oh, sorry. No. I've forgotten.
Very passionate.
I have forgotten about the not Cheez-a-Tees, close but no cigar.
Watsits?
The Watsits. The giant Watsits. Oh my God. What a crisp. What a crisp. It's like eating, each one is like a fucking baguette. Isn't it though? If you're lobbing one of them in your gob,
I want to try the prong cocktail ones.
Yeah. I do love it. That's why I put skips in. They're kind of representing. Mm. But I do like I do like the Tato prong cocktail.
I think Walkers are nicer.
I like the Walkers. Walkers are a good one. Yeah. But I'm going to put... I see it's very hard. No, I'm going to put skips in.
Mm.
Right? So let me think about this again. Right. So I'm going to put skips. I'm going to put the Black Manhattan. Mm. I'm going to put Watsits in. The cheese ones, I'm sure there's, okay. What else have I got left? I'm going to put the discos in because I think it's important to have a packet of salt and vinegar in there. How many have I got left now? One?
I haven't been counted. You can have one more, go on.
Wheelies,
okay. I'd put...
I do like Tato, and I had a packet.
But you have Tatoes in it. You just don't have.
Oh yeah, but I mean a traditional. I do, but I don't. I don't think they're the best cheese and onion. But I will say, when I came back from Cork, the crisp sandwich I had, and it was fresh. You bought the bread, didn't you?
Yeah, I bought the bread.
Where'd you buy that?
Costco.
Okay, I was wondering. No, because it was really fresh. That's the freshest bread I've had in a long time.
Yeah, it was really fresh, but I bought it like late, obviously.
Okay. Because sometimes it's too fresh. Because people I used to babysit for, I used to get a loaf of Brendan's bread off them. He worked in Brendan's. It wasn't just a part of the payment.
That was all you were
getting
paid.
And sometimes it would be, well, he would come fresh from the bakery, but sometimes it was so fresh, like it'd strangle you, like. Like, you know what I mean? Jesus Christ, it'd be so fresh. But that was amazing. But they're my five. I don't know the order. I'm just talking about if I can only have five crisps the rest of my life, they're the crisps I want in the press.
Okay.
Excited. I know it's going to be shit.
It's going to be so shit. And
I know it's going to be really, really shit.
It's Jim going to give out to me. Okay. I love a tie ring.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. I never even thought of these. I need these tie rings, hot lips. Okay, yeah.
Love a banshee bone.
Now I feel like I need 10. Okay.
Love a banshee bone.
Yeah. But.
Oh God.
I mean, I do love a banshee bone, but there's no versatility there with the banshee bone. Okay, you're not going to put... Okay.
I didn't insult your ranking.
No, I'm just talking through it.
When you said chickadees, I didn't go, bitch, that's wrong. Like, I didn't insult your ranking, so...
Oh, well, the chickadees are out now because I got the Watsits. No. Okay. They're Yeah.
Okay, so, banshees.
Yeah.
Tie rings.
I'll whack tie rings in instead of chickadees, in fairness.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, so I've got Watsits... Tie rings, prawn cocktail, Manhattan, disco. Yeah.
Okay. I put in.
So you have banshee buns?
Banshee buns, I have tie rings.
Okay. I still like. Yeah, I do like banshee buns, but sometimes the onion, I feel the onion comes through very strong.
No, I like a banshee bun. I'd put in.
A bit sour. Sometimes. Sorry, go on. Just. Oof. You wouldn't want to have a mouth ulcer. Or a banshee bone.
I'd put in a salt and vinegar Pringle.
Okay.
I'd also be tempted to put in a prawn cocktail Pringle. as well into my
Yeah, you see, you're mad for the Pringles, aren't you?
No, I just think they're, because they're good, like the salt and vinegar ones are really salty.
Well, they are, yeah. And I mean, that's kind of what the disco vibe is.
Yeah, and the prawn, it's very much and the prawn and cocktail ones are really prawn cocktail-y.
Says the vegetarian.
Prawn cocktail is ketchup and mayo.
With prawn in it.
It's
no, ketchup and mayo is Rosie something. What's it called?
Mary Rose.
Mary Rose, yeah.
But there's no prawn in Mary prawn Rose cocktails. Stuff. There's no prawn in prawn cocktails.
No, it's the ketchup, mayo and the prawn.
But there's no prawn in the crisp.
Okay. But it's a meat flavouring.
But there's no prawn in it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just saying you're not the best judge of like, it's a really good prawn cocktail flavour. It's like, bitch, you're not eating it. Okay, go on anyway. So Banshee Bones.
Don't feel safe here.
Come on. Banshee Bones.
Tiring.
Salt
vinegar Pringles.
Yeah.
Prawn cocktail Pringles. And a monster. Not a monster. What are the? Not a monster. Is it a Monster Munch or a Mighty Munch that are the Tato ones?
But you have the Thai rings already.
Yeah, but I want the spice.
It's the same flavor.
No, it's not. Thai rings are Thai flavored. Spice. The Mighty Munch are a spicy flavor.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Because there lacks variety there now in that five for me. Like, these are the five crisps you can only touch for the rest of your life.
I like a salt and vinegar, and I like a prawn cocktail or like a spicy.
So Pringle prawn cocktail, Pringle salt and vinegar, Banshee Bones, tie rings and Monster Munch.
I do like the Watsits, the giant Watsits. I do want to try the prawn cocktail one though.
What about Hunky Dory's? Are you rating them at all?
Oh, I forgot about Hunky Dory's. I do love a Hunky Dory.
Buffalo, a packet of buffalo. I haven't had them in I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, I might change.
You would not, would you?
I might change the salt and vinegar Pringles to a salt and vinegar Hunky Dory.
You might change.
Salt and vinegar Pringles.
If you just try to take your fingers out of your mouth while you're speaking.
I might change
it's very much. It's very slushy. It's giving very slushy vibes.
You just said slushy, right?
Oh, slushy. Slushy, sorry.
I might change one of the Pringles with a salt and vinegar Hunky Dory's.
Really?
Yeah. But I only like Hunky Dory's because the little ridges. Fun to eat.
What about Okie Dokies?
Okie Dokies.
But I think if I was going to have any Hunky Dory to put in my list, I'd be the Buffalo because no one else is doing a crisp like that.
Buffalo.
But I mean, the salt and vinegar Hunky Dory's and the cheese and onion, I'm like, meh. I mean, they're grand for the side of a sandwich, but I'm not going
like
to fucking.
The Buffalo as well.
I'm not going to lose my mind buying a pack of them in the shop.
I do like a ranchero as well.
Ooh, ranchero. Yeah, I do like a ranchero. Something about a ranchero makes me feel like I'm not eating crisps. Like
it's,
I'm kind of
like a cracker or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. When I'm like, you know, milling into a share bag, I'm like, it's just rancheros. Like,
it's nice though. I think Emma's ideal crisp is a crisp that we found in Portugal. I don't know what the name of it was, but I found them and I was like, this, Emma needs these in her life. It had Cheetos in it. It had like...
Oh, the mix?
Yeah, it had like cheese squares in it. It had like every type of cheesy crisp in it that you could imagine.
It was a mixture of
all
crisps.
Mixed in together.
Yeah.
And it just had Emma's name written all over it.
That's what I want. I want everything I eat to be a buffet.
It was just...
Do you know what I mean?
She had all the variety she could ever want.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I want. I just want variety. Variety is... That's
in an
I'm
ideal
reading.
World, Emma would like a bag of crisps that had skips in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Had
and
she'd get a pack and it would just have all of them and then she could be happy.
Well, look, there's a fucking idea for them. Somebody,
go on,
whatever company it is, get a mixture of crisps. Now, I used to work in a corner shop.
Mm, corner shop.
And one of the girls, well, Alex Kelly's is not there anymore. It's a dentist or something. But one of the girls... who I was mates with and who sometimes I'd be taken over from her or whatever. Or did she train me in? I don't know. Anyway, she used to do a salad. And what she used to do was she used to get a packet of Manhattan popcorn and put in a packet of cheese and onion crisps. Chef's choice, whether it's Tato or King. And she put them into the bag of popcorn, shake it around. Emma, and have the popcorn with the cheese and onion crisps, and it was very good.
Emma, why did you start that sentence with "she has a salad"?
But it's
and then
a salad.
Proceeded to say popcorn and cheese and onion crisps.
It's a crisp
I
salad.
Thought she was having her iceberg lettuce, her onions, her tomatoes, and then chucking in
lettuce,
then chucking in
having an iceberg lettuce,
then chucking in a bit of the popcorn and a bit of the crisps.
No, it's a crisp salad.
Jesus Christ,
it's a crisp salad. It was very nice.
Never heard the phrase hula crisp hoops. Salad.
No, recently I had hula hoops. But I'd never rated hula hoops before.
They're just fun to eat. They're not them.
They are good. Fun to eat. They've got a fantastic crunch. But the salt and vinegar hula hoop.
Oh, they bring them out of you, don't they?
They're very good.
Yeah.
I always associated the hula hoop with the original.
No.
And the original flavour can just fuck off as far
as I'm concerned. Do you know what I'd love? I'd love a ready salted crisp. Did you ever go to a party and they've gotten a packet of the red Pringles?
I feel bad.
And you're like, what is
it's
actually?
Halloween or we're doing like party bags or something.
And you have to give someone the ready salted.
And I get the little ones and they've got the ready salted.
And you have to give a poor kid ready salted. Like, you'd try to give them a good chocolate bar or something if they get ready salted.
I know. You feel scabby, don't
give,
you?
Give you a Milky Way or Mars bar or something if you can.
It's bad,
ready salted. Like, if you do like ready salted, then perhaps you should stop listening to the podcast.
No, well, I don't do that. So, yeah, I suppose your crisp choice isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I mean, you do like crisps, but...
I'm not as big into crisps as you, I don't think.
Kristen actually said about, like, when she would have, like, the family over at her house, she said that, like, she learned that she was like, oh, the Dorans are very into their crisps.
She always has so much crisps on standby.
Yeah,
she's
another
packet of crisps, guys. And everyone's like, yeah, bring them on.
We do like our crisps.
Well, she has them set up for nice.
Well, actually,
my
dad's mum always used to send over a 6-pack of Tato multi-pack. And I need to do top 20 crisps. I can't do top 5. My favourite one at the time was Tato Smoky Bacon. I do like this Tato Sour Cream as well.
I haven't had a Tato Sour Cream.
Have you not?
Don't think so.
Oh, it's good, yeah. Sour Cream's very good. And when we got the, you know, the Twisted Chip and... What did I get? I made a mistake.
Cheese and onion.
I got cheese and onion.
Didn't taste good,
and Ella and Joe got sour cream. Oh, it was so much better.
It didn't help the shake up and saying the eyes is better as well.
It really did, yeah.
It's like, oh God, Ella's is so much better than yours, Emma.
Yeah, but I think I should probably stop talking about it now because I could name...
Emma's going to be going off to the shop to get herself some crisps.
Is there any crisps? Do you know what I'm going to do? As a substitute, is I'll make a bit of popcorn.
There we go.
We're not the way you do. Do you want to talk? Or we leave it for
another day? I
think that's
another episode. Ella's popcorn tragedies is another episode, guys. And her bad sense of direction and all of her flaws.
I'll just have to give a little...
No.
There's no time. A podcast is as long as you want. So Ella had this thing of she was making sweet popcorn. Were you putting sugar in it?
Yes.
She's putting sugar in with the popcorn.
Sweet popcorn.
Sweet popcorn. I don't know if she looked this up on YouTube or whatever, but she's just like totally shy at the popcorn. It was just burning. She was just burning the sugar and it was all burnt. And she'd come into us and she'd be like, do you want a taste? And we'd be like, it's totally fucking burnt. And we're like, why are you eating this? She's like, it's just the way I like it. And we're like, okay, well, you do realise you've just wrecked the popcorn. Like, it's absolute shit. And she's like, yeah, it's just the way I like it. And then eventually she admitted... She's like, yeah, it fucking tastes like shite.
No, I didn't. I never admitted.
Oh, you've
never
tasted like shite. Will you admit it now?
No. Oh, it was delicious.
Was it one of these like fake recipes you saw or something? You know the way, do you ever see these where they put like, they do it with popcorn a lot online. They put popcorn in like a fucking, I don't know, they put it in a cake or something. And then, like, they take it out of the oven, they cut the pastry, and it's like, for the fucking popcorn. You're like, yeah, sure, whatever. They have all these, like, these stupid things.
Don't know what you're watching.
But basically what they do is, like, they kind of cut, and then they do a reveal, and you're like, that's not how they did that.
Anyway, if anyone wants sweet popcorn...
If anyone knows how to actually make sweet popcorn, instead of just fucking burning sugar and... It was so fucking horrible. Anyway, look, thanks for listening.
Right, if you subscribe, grab yourself a slushy and a gabagino.
Until next time, cabagino. Oh, you did say that.
Yeah.
Until next time, bye.
That was 2 weeks in a row.